The building is just a stone's throw from Amazon's campus in what's become a very hot real estate market. But there are some properties that are less expensive. The nonprofit group Plymouth Housing managed to buy a small lot east of Fairview and build an $18 million apartment complex. It will house homeless people recovering from drug and alcohol addiction. Executive Director Paul Lambros says most of his agency's apartment buildings serve homeless people trying to recover from addictions. But this building will offer more services to help everyone stay sober.
We have several case managers on site here, a little more than we do on our other buildings initially to start off with. And then we're looking at identifying some of the residents that come in who are really well along the road to recovery to sort of be mentors to other tenants in the building.
Half the units will go to homeless military veterans. Lambro says most of the residents are on disability insurance and will pay one-third of their income on rent, an average of $200 a month. Construction funding came from a number of sources, including the Seattle Housing Levy, the State Housing Trust Fund, and federal tax credits. Those are tax breaks that low-income housing developers can sell to investors to raise money for building costs. The building is named for Pat Williams, who helped design and build many of Plymouth's properties. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.